Hey, I'm Savannah.
And I'm Audie, and we're the Pulidos.
We're here talking about simplifying our life, growing and loving our family, and learning about the world.
Today we're asking questions to get to know each other and so you can get to know us even better.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 13.
Welcome back.
If only you knew that we've been recording for how many minutes?
Seven.
7 minutes just trying to get through that intro. It was a rough one this week. But I think we made it. If there's no intro and this is the first you're hearing us talk, you'll know why.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Savannah.
Thank you.
So, new year, new us, maybe.
Maybe. We'll have to find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I have a question.
Yes.
It's pretty cliche.
It's okay.
The question is, do you have any goals or intentions for the new year?
New year. Let's see. Let me think.
Okay.
Yes, I have a goal.
Okay.
I have several goals, but I'll share one of many, maybe.
Okay.
I would like to know how to tie different knots. Why is that funny? That's a serious goal.
I that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, I like an achievable
yes.
New Year's resolution.
I saw this book in one of the national parks back in California.
Mm-hmm.
And at the gift store,
yeah,
they had this book that teaches you how to tie different knots.
Yeah.
For different reasons. Tie different knots for different reasons.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty cool. So I want to know how to tie different knots. It comes in handy to know how to tie a knot for a specific reason, like tying the Christmas tree on your roof of the car.
Yeah.
That comes in handy if that's you know true. How to tie.
That's a good knot. Goal.
Yeah. So first I need to buy that book and then.
Yeah. How come you didn't ask for it for Christmas?
I don't know. I have no idea.
When did you decide on this
goal?
Like 5 seconds ago?
Like 10 seconds ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, I thought about it for a while now.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's one goal of many, I think.
I like it.
What's one of your goals or
intentions? One of my goals is to improve my Spanish skills.
Oh, yeah.
I need to come up with a more concrete kind of goal, you know? But that, I guess, would be an intention, a general goal. But I want, I need to kind of nail it down to something more specific.
Yeah.
But I know that you and I have talked about some, you know, plans and ideas for how to practice that more regularly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I think pretty much since I've known you, we've been talking about how
we should do it.
You need to teach me Spanish.
Yes.
And I know some, but that's a big goal for this year.
Okay.
So, let's
do it. Yeah. I think another goal for me or intention for the new year would be to read more.
I think that's good.
I think last year I read about, I don't know, I don't want to say any now. Some books, several books. And they're pretty cool. So yeah. I want to read more.
Yeah, definitely.
Work on the reading and stuff.
That's good. That's good. I want to read more too.
Yeah. But I said it first.
Okay, fine. Then you can read first.
Okay. But that's cool. That's a cool question, you know? I don't think it's very cheesy. It kind of is a little bit.
Yeah, it's extremely cliche, but it's
cliche.
Fine.
Cliche. Yeah.
It's still okay. Good. I think.
Like, what about this whole, like, setting new goals and intentions, like, is so drawn out, like, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of obvious because it's, a fresh start. And so you have all these goals and ideas for what you want the new year to be and what you want to accomplish in it, which I sort of cringe, not really cringe. I kind of shy away from that kind of mindset.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really resonate with me that much, I think, because I used to really struggle with not meeting goals and then I would feel like a failure.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think in the past couple of years, I've gotten a lot better at viewing them more as intentions and just seeing the progress as a victory and not being so concerned with reaching a specific goal or at least setting smaller goals that are attainable.
Yeah.
And so I do still enjoy setting intentions and making plans and goals and things, but I also think it's good to not just do it once a year and have things that you're constantly kind of checking up on and seeing how you're doing at.
Yeah.
But I'm also a big believer in just listening to kind of what you might need in the moment. And so maybe you had planned to work on a specific thing or have met a certain goal on this day and things come up or something happens and you just need to take that time to rest or to focus on something else or focus on a relationship or something.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of just also kind of listening to
just surroundings.
Yeah. And just, you know, responding to how you're feeling and how the people around you are feeling and not discrediting that and being like, you know, oh, but I have this checklist that I have to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So sometimes I think I try to find the balance between those two things. Of yes, having goals, having intentions, moving in a certain direction, but also being aware of where you are in the present moment and kind of paying attention to that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Good.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. It might work for some and it might not work for others.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I hear you. That's good. I like that. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
All right.
We have several questions that we're going to ask each other.
Yes.
And this would help us, everybody, to get to know each other and to understand who is Savannah and who is Audie. If you're new to the Polyus podcast, welcome. And if you have heard us since the beginning, you might discover some new stuff.
Yeah. So it's just a way for us to share a little bit more about ourselves, who we are, what we like, why we're here.
Yes. So 93% of the questions that I've written down come from a special place. And I'll tell you what they're from.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you where they're from. So let me tell you a quick backstory. So years ago, a close friend of mine, he introduced me to the set of questions. And I was like, these are so good. I'm going to try it out. And the set of questions were titled so the 36 questions that lead to love or to fall in love with anyone, do this.
Oh my gosh.
This set of questions could be found in the New York Times article, or just Google it and you'll find these 36 questions. So there's three sets of questions, and the last activity is you have the opportunity to stare at the other person for 4 minutes straight.
Yeah, just stare them in the eyes without saying anything or looking away.
I'm a big fan of these 36 questions plus the activity at the end. We actually did it together when we were dating.
Yeah.
I think so. It was like one of our first couple dates.
Yeah. Talk about like being bold.
So
Audie broke out these questions on our second date.
But guess what? I did not give you the name of these questions.
Yeah, but what if I knew?
I have a set of questions.
What if I knew?
I just took a risk.
It was a big risk, I would say.
And actually ended up telling you at the end.
No.
I think I did.
Way later.
Oh, really?
You told me way later.
Okay. Well,
Or maybe you did tell me at the end of the date. I can't remember. But anyway.
My memory is not that great, but I think I did tell you at the very end.
Yeah, it could be. So we have answered these questions before, but it's been a long time.
It's been such a long time. So anyway, I recommend these questions to just try them out with friends, some close friends, or your significant other. These are pretty awesome questions. They go to talk about getting down to the nitty-gritty. These are pretty good.
But be careful. We warned you. If you don't want someone to fall in love with you, don't ask them to do these questions with you.
So again, they're called the 36 questions that lead to love, or just 36 questions to fall in love with someone. Okay.
All right. Question one.
Okay.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, who would you want as a dinner guest?
Okay. So.
I remember what you said before when
Oh,
the
you
first
did?
time, so I'll see if you
Oh
have
my
your
goodness,
answer
that was
has
like 2 years
changed.
ago.
Two, that was 4 years ago almost.
Oh my goodness, that was 4 years ago.
Wasn't quite four. It was like 3.5, I guess.
Like I said, my memory's not that great, so I forgot
It's
what you
fine.
said.
Okay, go
Oh
ahead.
my gosh. Okay. John Foreman from the lead vocalist of Switchfoot.
That's what you said.
I did?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I wish I had these written down or recorded so you could look back
Well,
at.
now we have them
Now we
recorded.
do. Now, yeah. Okay. Yes, John Foreman from Switchfoot. So Switchfoot is my favorite band ever. And before we started recording, I think I told Savannah that I consider myself more of a modern Switchfoot fan because
Such butt.
Switchfoot has been around for so many years,
Yeah.
and their old school songs, I'm not a big fan
Whoa.
compared to Savannah. But anyway, Switchfoot. So John Foreman from Switchfoot, he is very poetic and great with words, and he's a great writer, and just it's pretty cool just listening to l lyrics. And I've fallen in love with the latest album, and I just keeps listening to those songs that I love, and just hearing him speak out, and like seeing him live. And I held his hand for so many times and doing that live concert. That's a different story for a different podcast episode.
Yeah.
But man, it was just, it's so awesome to, every time getting to like kind of see little stuff of him and his writing and little things he does here and there.
So at this dinner, what would you talk to him about?
Oh, I forgot it was a dinner. I picture us grabbing coffee. Like
Okay.
we show up to the restaurant and we're like, dude, let's just grab some coffee. And he's like, yeah. I
You
picture,
leave the restaurant and you go to a coffee shop instead? That's very funny.
I picture him loving coffee. I'm
Okay.
not sure if he does or not, but
Okay.
we would just talk and just about our life and stuff,
That's awesome.
and just chill, just try to be, just myself. And I don't know,
Okay.
like
That's good.
I was so starstruck, like the times I've like met him. I've only met him like once in person. It was like a VIP
Times you've met him.
time, sorry,
Okay.
singular time.
Yeah.
Yeah, a VIP experience thing. And then afterwards too, he thought we were other fans that he was supposed to talk to after the show. So I had another bonus interaction with
Oh,
him,
yeah.
and it was very friendly. He was very friendly and everything. But
But you were pretending to be someone
not
else.
really. I was just like going along with like, yeah, hey, what's going on?
Just kidding.
But anyway, I just love John Foreman, man.
Okay,
He's a pretty chill
can we
dude.
move on to the next question?
No, I want to stay in
This
this question.
no, this
Anyway.
episode is not all
But
about John Foreman.
anyway, I love Switchfoot.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so question to Savannah. In a few words, name some of your favorite brands, shows, companies, music, or any other thing that you enjoy. By the way, this is not from the 36 questions. This is my question I wrote down.
Yeah, I like this question.
Thank you.
Okay. I feel like should we do it with like a time limit?
Sure, I'll give you
Like 20 seconds?
oh really? I was gonna give you a minute.
Oh, a minute?
Yeah, full minute. You want the full minute or 20 seconds?
Sure, we can do a minute, I guess.
All right. So a minute.
Sure.
All right, minute starting now.
Soft Star, Tom Benn, I'm just gonna say like anything that comes to my mind.
Yes.
Okay, sister, Masamigos, Hydro Flask, the Peanuts, Taylor Swift. There's so many ones that I'm forgetting.
15 seconds.
Tea Life.
Shout out.
Oh no, I'm missing so many TV shows. Gilmore Girls,
5 seconds.
Monk.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Oh.
Can I do this?
Okay, that was pretty bad. I feel like I missed
Was
so many
good.
things. Okay, it's fine. Ready, set, go.
WWE Wrestling, The Office, Switchfoot, as we established before. Tea Life again, Soft Star, Tom Bin, Hydro Flask. These are the same things. Let's see. Parks and Rec as a TV show.
Oh, I should have said New
Nacho
Girl.
Libre is my favorite movie. Shout out Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter.
Oh, I should have said Harry
Hey,
Potter.
it's my turn. What else?
20 seconds.
Let's see. Oh, Mandalorian. It's good. The Clone Wars. Need to Breathe. Shout out to
10 seconds.
Cover songs. I know it's not a brand or anything, but cover songs.
Okay. 2, 1,
Old
time.
Navy.
Nice. Okay. That was good.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Next question. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
I think I'm going to say the same thing from like 4 years ago. I think I remember what I said.
Okay.
And it's this. I don't think I would change anything. There's a lot of hardships and challenges and stuff. There's like financial struggles and not a, the best education, career as a kid. But I think I would keep it the same. And because this is why, because I think if it wasn't for those struggles, those challenges, I wouldn't appreciate what I have now, and I wouldn't overcome, or at least try to over, you know, I've overcame those things
Yeah.
from the past. So I think that those things help me be the person I am now and appreciate just life, you know, more than I would have.
Yeah.
I think those things kind of just, molded me, you know, who I am now. So I think that I will keep things the same. I know it's kind of like a cop out answer,
It is a
but
cop out, but I 100% knew you were gonna say that. I was actually surprised that like you put this question on here, and I was thinking like, oh, is he actually gonna say something? But I'm not at all surprised that
really?
you didn't say anything.
Well, good job for
Because
knowing me.
yeah, you are very much an optimist, I guess.
Yeah, and I think I got it from my dad, just, you know, about having a positive attitude. And
Yeah.
that's just kind of like, yeah, it was hard at the time. And I still kind of maybe carry those scars, or whether they're fully healed or not. And like, I think that it has helped me become the person I'm now. I am now. And I would have loved to pass that knowledge, information, that history, those things that I went through to my kiddos
Yeah.
or to other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So that's why
totally.
I'm saying that. And I know it's a lame answer, but yeah.
No, I hear you. It's good. It's good.
Okay. So, question. What would constitute a perfect day for you?
Okay, I like this question.
Yeah, I knew you would.
So, a perfect day. So, first of all, no alarm.
Ah.
You sleep in until whatever time.
You like to roll the
Exactly, yes.
dice,
And I wake up naturally.
Wow. That could be one,
What?
depending, that could be 1 o'clock,
You never
depending
know.
on, yeah,
Yeah, depending on a lot of
how
things.
crazy, how rowdy you were last
That's true. So I wake up whenever. I get out of bed, I have a chai latte and a donut. And then the morning is nice and slow, but at the same time, I know that there's going to be time to do everything I want to do. So there's no pressure. And then we might be having to mess with like the time and space continuum here, but it's
What?
fine. It's fine. This is my perfect day, right?
Okay, sure, yeah.
So then we go to a bookstore. We
Who's
just,
we?
oh, me and you, I guess.
Oh, I'm involved in your perfect day? Okay. That's good. I'm glad.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You can be there.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. So you and I, we go to a
Are you
bookstore.
just saying that because I'm here?
Well, I'm saying that because someone has to get me the chai latte.
Oh. Whoa. Who's gonna feed me the
Just kidding. Exactly. Yeah. Just kidding.
donut?
No, so we go to a bookstore. And we wander around. Money is no object, obviously.
Okay.
So I get some books if I want. If there's anything that strikes my fancy. After that, we go outside. And we're in the woods.
We go from a bookstore to the woods.
Yeah, just instantaneously.
Okay.
There's no, like, there's no one around.
What? Okay.
Sounds like a, like, murder. Someone's going to get murdered. No, there's no one around. But, so we're just, like, in the middle of a beautiful forest.
Yeah.
And yet, we did not have to hike to get there.
We're just like there. That's good.
It's overcast. It's about to rain, but it doesn't rain.
Okay.
And then, we just chill there. Have a picnic.
Yeah.
And then we're just there for the perfect amount of time.
Okay.
Because sometimes you go to take a hike, go on a walk or something, and it's just too long.
Yes.
So you're there for the perfect amount of time.
Gotcha.
Then we leave. Then we come back home. We relax for a little while we watch a movie.
Right.
We're fully rested.
Yes.
Then we go to the airport.
Whoa.
We hop on an airplane. We fly to Southern California and we go to Disneyland. And then we get there just in the evening. Actually, we get there, in the evening. And the park is pretty empty, but there's, like, still some people there. And we go on some rides. And then after a little bit of time, the park closes down, but we still get to stay there. And so then we can just, like, run around and go on any rides that we want or whatever.
Yeah.
And all the staff is still there and everything.
Yeah.
Which is, like, our personal day. And then we leave and we go to a hotel that's, like, super close by. Like, the closest, nicest, you know, Disneyland hotel.
Yes.
And then we go to sleep.
Wow.
And that ends the day.
That's cool. I like how you have, like, nature involved and then Disneyland involved on all in that perfect day of yours. That's cool. Well, thank you for including me in your perfect day scenario.
You're welcome. All right, next question. Name three things that you and I have in common and three things that we do not have in common.
So I think we're both ambitious about certain things, like getting things done. So we have ambition. And it's kind of general, but I think that we both strive to do something and try to get it done. She's not liking the answer.
It's not that I don't like it. It's a great answer, but I just disagree.
Who do you think has ambition and the other one doesn't?
I don't think that either of us are that ambitious.
Okay.
But I definitely don't think that I am.
Okay. Well, I think we are.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you think so.
I think so. Think about just having, getting things done, having a to-do list and doing it.
Yeah, I think that definitely describes you more than me, but that's fine.
No, I was talking about you. You do that, and I kind of do that more, like, naturally, but we both have that to relate. Okay, so there's that.
Okay.
I think we're both hungry for knowledge. Like, we want to learn more things.
Yeah.
And so we have that hunger for knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And kind of along with that, the third common thing is that we are teachable. That we are open to people's thoughts and opinions and just absorb certain stuff.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, cool. So now for the three uncommon things. I think that we process information not differently. You're more of an introvert. So you're more of a internal processor.
Yeah.
While I'm an external processor. So I talk as I'm thinking. And then you do the opposite. You think, you take your time to kind of let that marinate. And then you deliver your thoughts.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then the other uncommon thing is that you're more of an introvert and I'm more of an extrovert.
Yeah.
But it's been a long time since we've been out in public in a group setting. So,
so true.
I think I'm pretty rusty with my extrovertness.
Yeah, that's very true.
But, right, is that fair?
Yeah, definitely.
Introvert, extrovert, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
I used to listen to this podcast called Introvert Extrovert from these two guys in San Jose.
Oh, they're from there?
Yeah, they lived there, and
That's funny, I'm from there.
it was a yeah, I know. It's a pretty small podcast, and they were really good, and then one day they just
Dang.
stopped making it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I remember the story about being an extrovert and stuff. Like, I went to this one friend's gathering, and it was out in the downtown San Jose, and it was at this like bar. It was they served alcohol, but it was also like a restaurant. And I was very like just outgoing, I guess, and talking so much and everything. And some dude that was drunk mistake me for being drunk as well. And I'm like, dude, I'm not drunk at all. I don't drink. And yeah,
That's
he's like, no,
hilarious.
you're drunk, dude. I'm like, okay, whatever.
That's so
Anyway,
funny.
the third uncommon thing is
I think it's
that.
funny that you're calling them uncommon things. But I see what you're doing there. Go ahead.
So yeah, the last uncommon thing is that you were homeschooled and I was in public school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
And yeah, and last ep week's episode I said I'm pro homeschooling now.
Hot take.
Hot take. Yeah, tell me what you guys think about
Totally,
that.
we guys think about that. That's
Anyway,
funny.
moving on. All right, Savannah Pulido.
Yes.
In the original 36 question, this question says to take 4 minutes, but I'm going to switch it to 2 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So take 2 minutes to tell us your life story in as much detail as possible.
Oh boy, as much detail as possible in 2 minutes. Okay.
Yeah, so can I have the timer?
Can I actually have it so I can see it?
Oh, sure.
Is that okay?
That makes sense. Well, can I have it and then just kind of show it to you?
Sure.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Okay, I was born in Northern California in Placerville, and when I was like 5 years old, I trusted in Jesus. I became a Christian, and when I was around 10, my younger brother was diagnosed with autism, and because of that, we ended up moving to Folsom, California, where I lived the majority of my childhood. I was homeschooled. I have five brothers and spent a ton of time with them.
Yeah.
When I got older, I ended up working as a therapist for children with autism for a long time and working in schools, things like that. I always wanted to get married and become a mom. And then when I was like in my early 20s, I thought I was going to be alone forever and went through some hard times with that. Then I and also I always wanted to like adopt a child.
Yeah.
And then I
1 minute.
ended up trying to I finally ended up deciding to do online dating. And so I did that for a while. Then that's how I met Audie. And then we started dating. I realized that he was amazing. We fell in love. We got married. Then we decided to do,
30 seconds left.
we decided to do foster care. We became foster parents. And now we don't have any kids right now, but we still want to in the future. I really like writing. I want to write a book someday. Also, I was an extremely anxious child, and still I'm kind of an anxious adult.
10 seconds.
And in the future, I hope to keep creating things and writing and podcasting
Three,
and
two,
living the dream.
one. Good. That's awesome.
Was
You
that?
nailed it. That was very good.
Yeah. I felt like I went too fast through the first part because I was worried about the time.
Right.
Like I could have spent more time on like childhood
But
for
I like
sure.
how towards the end you brought something back from,
Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway, all right. Do you want to do it?
Yeah, I want to.
Okay.
Okay, give me a minute to think about
All right. You have 1 minute to think about it.
it.
Ready, set, go.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Salinas, California, the salad bowl of the world. And I was with my mom, just it was just us two for the first 2 years. And then my mom met my dad, and I was alone. I was the only child for like 8 years, and then my little brother showed up, and then 2 years after that, my little sister showed up, and I pretty much never left the east side of Salinas. Growing up, I would go to a public school and grew up with other kids, like that looked like me, brown Mexican kids, and I was Spanish was my first language, and I learned English through elementary school. Like I had to really learn it. It was, oh man, it's almost a minute. Okay, so did that. So Salinas, I did K-12 there and graduated. I was the first one to go to college. I went to San Jose. That was an hour away from Salinas. And I got a degree in sociology. Then I attempted to get my master's in anthropology, and I was very close to finishing it off, but I decided not to. While I was in college, I a little before I was in college, before leaving college, I was became a Christian and went started to be part of a Christian college ministries, Calistino Crew, all that. Through them, I went through my first mission trip and overseas to Morocco. And then after that, I got the bug to travel, the traveling bug, and I traveled to 25 countries as of like last year.
20
And
seconds.
then yada yada yada. I after college, I during college, I my during my getting my master's, I met Savannah, and we fell in love, got married 2 years ago. And now we're here in Oregon. We decided to move to Oregon from California to here. And that is time.
Yep. Good job.
I was taking my sweet
I
time.
know. At 1 minute in, you were still in elementary school.
Oh,
That was a long elementary school
oh, my
time.
goodness. Yeah.
Nice.
But
That was good.
that's a 2 minute glimpse of my life.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. Was
Yeah.
it?
Okay, I think I get to ask the next question.
Okay.
Share an embarrassing moment in your life.
I pooped my
No, just go with it.
I pooped my pants when I was in kindergarten. What's a more like sweet, cute word instead of that word? I was thinking about it, but I just had to say it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
it's fine. Just go
I
with
soiled it.
it. Soiled it.
I remember this. We were doing this kind of, I think, earthquake drill, and we had to get under the table, find like a table and get under it. And then I think I went while I was just waiting while we were down on the table, under the table. And and I remember talking to this other classmate, a girl, and she I remember she asked me, "Are you okay?" And I think I said, like, I think so, or like, no, or I forgot. And yeah, like, I guess people knew that I had an accident. So
Oh.
the most embarrassing thing, though, was that, well, I go to the office and they try to contact my parents so they could, bring a new set of everything, underwear and pants.
Yeah.
But they couldn't reach them. The one time when I needed them, they weren't there.
Oh
And so what happens is if when you need new pairs of clothes,
Lost
there's
and
the lost and
found.
found.
Yeah.
So we go to the lost and found, and my figure was considered husky size or whatever back then, little bulky. And so I looked through the lost and found basket, and I can't find my size. And all I could find was like two size, like too small for me. So I had to wear these like pants that were pretty small,
That's so sad.
and they're pretty tight on me. So for the rest of the day, I had to wear that. And yeah. And I think we just threw those like undies and pans away or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the most embarrassing time of my life.
That's cute and sad.
Okay. This is a good question. Savannah,
Yes.
is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time, and why haven't you done it?
It sounds like I feel like you're accusing me of something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that comes to mind is writing a book.
Yeah.
I have dreamed of doing that for a long time.
Yes.
And why haven't I done it? I think it's a couple things. The big one would be feeling like I'm going to fail and feeling like it's not going to be worth anything or, good enough.
Yeah.
And then the second part of it, I think, is just the discipline of actually starting.
Yeah.
I mean, I have started, but restarting and continuing it day after day and having that discipline to just keep going with it is hard. It's one of those things where I've gotten out of the habit of writing, and so getting back into the habit is kind of difficult.
Yeah.
So I think it's those two things that have stopped me from it, but that's one of my intentions for this year.
Cool, you should do it. I'm glad you said that because I want to affirm you and anybody else that might have like similar like dreams and goals and stuff. And it sounds like what's stopping you is like yourself, right?
Yeah.
And you hear that a lot where like your worst enemy is yourself, right? And it is true. Like the way I see it is you're an incredible writer for sure. Like seeing you little things you write down here and there on your notebook or on your iPad, like it's incredible stuff. So that's why I've been very kind of like just on you, on your case
Yeah.
for a while now to write the book because you need to.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
And I know that I have might have similar like projects and stuff, and like there's all these like why, like reasons to not do it. You have more answers to the why not than your why. And that's what, and I want to say something that to that is that I think that as long as your answer to your why is so strong and bulletproof, it doesn't matter your answers to your why not. Because you could always come up with so many excuses and reasons like, oh, I'm not good enough. I don't know the right people. I don't talk well enough. I don't, whatever. But at the end of the day, if your answer to your why is super solid, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's
Right?
true.
So, yeah. I'm glad you shared that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What is your most treasured memory?
I think our wedding day.
Oh.
Yeah. It's funny how I've heard, well, I heard you tell me that you've heard this, that people don't really remember their wedding
Yeah, that
day.
it just goes by in such a blur. Yeah.
But we both actually remember it very fondly. And I think that was very sweet and very great to see the majority of the people that we just love and care for and like just have been there and alive. And yeah, so I really enjoyed that moment and that day. And I cried as soon as I started reading the vows and
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was pretty cool. So I definitely enjoyed that and just meshing both of our families together as one, both of our cultures, different cultures into one, like with the food, with the music, with just a lot of little things, like the way that we orchestrated like the structure of our party and
Yeah. The
the
tables where
tables,
everyone was sitting
the
and
pastor, and then having someone translate in Spanish so my family could listen and know what's going on.
Yeah.
So all those little things like I did appreciate and love so much. So
Me
thank you
too.
for like having that heart because for so long like that's something that I was a big like worry for me is like whoever I marry like I would want them to appreciate like my culture and I like to appreciate their culture as well.
Yeah.
So
No, that's awesome. It was
yeah.
so fun, and I enjoyed that, getting to, incorporate both of our families and cultures and everything. Like, it was really, really cool, and I felt like we were creating a like a piece of art,
Yeah. Well, Savannah, says we're talking about memories. Can you tell me what is your most terrible memory? We're getting a little deep here.
Yeah, we are. We must be in tier three. There's a few things that come to mind. Some I might be more willing to share on the podcast than
That's
others.
fine. Yeah.
One thing that was really hard. Okay, so is it okay if I share a couple of things?
Yeah, go ahead.
One of them is slightly more vague, and one I'll share some more details about.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first one is there's a couple of memories, a couple of days in particular regarding my parents and kind of their relationship falling apart
Gotcha.
that I really think back on with just, it was so painful and it was so
Yeah.
just shocking and just really heartbreaking.
Right.
The other thing that came to mind was there's two other days that come to mind, and I'm going to talk about one more than the other. One that comes to mind, I think, is when the kids left. And I don't want to talk about it because I don't, we already cried about that on the podcast.
Yeah, you can't do it again. Yeah.
And also, I don't really think of that. I don't categorize that as a terrible memory
Right.
because there was so much joy in, wrapped up in
Yeah.
that too.
Yeah.
So I don't categorize that as a terrible memory. You know what
But I
I
hear
mean?
you, but
Even
yeah.
though it was so difficult. It was the
Yeah.
difficult thing, the most difficult thing that I've ever been through, for
Yes.
sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't really call it a terrible memory. But another thing that I can't, I feel like I can share more details about was it was in 2019 in the fall that my dog died. And I mentioned in the episode last week about 2020 in review that I really like this quote that says, "A life well lived is always lived on a rising scale of difficulty."
By Andy Wilson.
You might be surprised I'm bringing that up again so soon. But when I think back to when my dog died, I think it's safe to say that that was one of the hardest things that I had ever faced at that point in my life. And it sounds silly.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of trivial, but I think if anyone listening has had a pet that they really loved pass away, they do know how painful it
Yeah.
is. But I also understand that in the big scheme of life and everything, it's not a
Yeah.
huge thing. But I just look back to who I was then and the life experiences that I had had up to that point, and that was the hardest thing I had ever faced.
Right. Yeah.
And now it's not. Now, having
Yeah.
gone through this past year or like year and a half-ish, there were way harder things that I've walked through since then. And so it's interesting to look back now and realize that that was the hardest thing. But it was incredibly difficult, and I had never
Yeah.
lost a pet before. And I think it's kind of obvious to say that I've never lost a family member close to me or a close
Yeah.
friend or anything like that. And realize that I'm incredibly fortunate and blessed in that way.
Yeah.
So having my dog die was super hard. And I just remember being in the car on the way to the vet,
Yeah.
and you were there
Yeah.
sitting in the back seat with me. And I was just holding her in her dog bed, and she was doing so horribly, and
Yeah.
I hadn't seen her in months because,
Yes.
we lived here and she lived back with my mom,
Yeah.
and I hadn't seen her in months. And we happened to be in California. We weren't,
Yeah.
it was honestly just a, quote unquote coincidence, but it was amazing that we were
Yeah.
there. And we were riding to the vet, and I was just an absolute mess.
Yeah.
It was horrible, and I was scared, like terrified
Yeah.
that something, I was going to see something or experiencing something that was going to scar me
Yeah.
forever, because I'm very like visual. Like if I see something that is disturbing to me, it gets stuck in my brain forever. And so I was so scared that I was going to like traumatize myself. And we're carrying her, and then, we get there and we knew what the vet was going to say, but it was still so hard to hear it. And then we had to make all these decisions, and we're trying to say goodbye to her and all of this stuff, and it was just a lot. And
Yeah.
again, it was just that I had never experienced anything like that or close to that before.
Yeah.
And so that is a really terrible memory, but at the same time, in a way, it's kind of similar though with the whole thing, with the kids leaving. It's like it wasn't bad though. I mean, She had lived a long life. She was a great dog.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I had her and all this stuff. So it's not like it was actually a horrible thing. It's just that it was very difficult.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So all that to say, those were all very difficult things, but none of them I think of as like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I think, I know I'm really rambling here. I'm sorry.
You're okay.
I think with the memories, you know, with my parents and their relationship, those I kind of categorize more as bad.
Uh-huh.
But I walked through them, you know, and I mm-hmm. think that they've helped me grow. The other two, with my dog dying and then with the kids, those things I don't view as bad, but just incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
And it is just interesting, like I said, to see that progression of this was the hardest thing I've ever walked through, but I had no idea that almost exactly a year later, I would be walking through something 1,000 times more painful.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think, you know, and it's just amazing how also God supplies the grace that we need for the situation that we're in.
Right.
Because I don't think I could have dealt with what I dealt with in 2020 as the person I was in 2019. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, I think that's it.
That's good. No, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. That's good. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm, no problem. Anytime, any place.
Okay. I'm going to ask another more like heavy question.
Go ahead.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Audie?
Yes.
What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? First of all, I like how they leave it open to like, maybe there's nothing too serious right. to be joked about.
I'm glad you asked me that question because I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I forgot what I said 4 years ago.
I don't remember what you said 4 years ago, but I definitely remember what I said. 100%.
What'd you say?
I'm not going to tell you until after you say what
Oh,
you
mean. Man.
Because okay. I feel like you might say what I said 4 years ago.
What?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
We'll see. We've merged into one person.
Yes. So crazy. I think... Dang.
He's like weighing in his mind how controversial he wants to
be. No, I think 4 years ago I would have said, or maybe I said this, that I don't like people joking about my like racial identity slash like cultural identity. So the fact that I'm Mexican, brown, dark skinned, the accent, all those things being joked.
Yeah.
Like that, I don't like that. But now, if people were to make fun of that, I'm okay. Like, I did struggle a lot with my identity as a little kid for so long. And by the grace of God, like, I think I'm healed by that. And sometimes it does come, like, you know, it just comes and goes. But where there's that kind of that pain or that anger, you know. But I think now... I'm okay with that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Would you say that you still don't think it's okay for people to joke about it, but you are not
bothered
in your heart, like bothered by it? Or do you now think that it's okay to joke about it?
I don't think it's okay to joke about it, but if it does happen, like to me, like, I think I could take it.
Right. You know that's what I thought you were saying.
I know other people might not be able to, like, take it.
Yeah.
Right? A couple years ago or, like, a year ago, someone actually took a picture of me because I'm assuming that I was parked at this one neighborhood and waiting to... This was back in, like, the ABA days when I was working as a therapist with kiddos. And I was going to someone's house. And I was just kind of waiting in my car, you know, before I had to start. And someone comes and, like, knocks on my, like, windshield. And I couldn't understand what he was saying. But then he walks away and, like, takes a picture of me and the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt really exposed.
Yeah.
And felt so hurt by that. And that I ended up talking to someone else about it. And, you know, just trying to, like, process my thoughts and everything. And it was a good... talk and conversation, and I talked to someone that is white, but like, oh, I say but because I feel like if you kind of put that in like writing, like, yeah, you know, Mexican brown person talking to a white person, like, how could maybe that person relate, right?
Right.
But this person is well knowledgeable and well, he's well knowledged and aware of like so many like just cultural stuff
Yeah.
and so I trusted this friend and we talked about the situation and he pretty much challenged me and asked like, well, why? Like, let's assume that he did take a picture of you because of like this and that, you know? But what would you say if that actually was the intention behind that? Like, why would you feel bothered by that? And I told him like, well, like I just don't like that. Like I felt like really just exposed. Like someone just took a picture of me. Like I was being this bad person in this person's mind. That's why he was taking the pictures to warn everybody in the neighborhood. But at the end, I figured like, well, if that's the reason, like at the end of the day, like I don't want to feel bothered by that. You know, like I should remain strong in my identity and know where my identity comes from. You know what I'm saying? So that's what helps me cope with all that stuff and just understanding like at the end of the day, okay, at the end of the day I want to ask like where is my identity grounded? Yeah, so but now though, I don't think there's anything that I would be bothered and I would hope that I wouldn't be bothered by the same, you know, by people making fun of who I am as being brown and whatnot. I know I was bullied in high school and about like just how I talked and everything, and I know that I'm aware of just that I'm not solid on with words and everything. And you might ask me like, well, why are you doing a podcast for? You know, but again, going back to the why and the why not, like the why is very solid and like I just am passionate about this and want to continue to doing this because it's also fun. So I misunderstood the question. I thought it was like a personal question, like if it's
Anything about
anything
you?
about me personally, like is there something that I shouldn't say? So my answer to that question would be yes, there's a ton of things that it's too serious to be t joked about. For example, the pandemic, the COVID, all that we just, you know, endured and are currently enduring. But I think my list would be super long, you know.
I would say.
So for sake of time and everything, you know, we were trying to figure out like, each other and know each other more and reintroduce us each other in this episode. So let's just, I guess, go with my
Okay,
initial
no,
response.
that's fine. But yeah, I think it's funny because you definitely in life just you err more on the side of not joking about things. Like you are not a person to make jokes about like people, like oh, people who do this, people who do that. Like you're very cautious about that. So it's funny because I think you're like you said, your list would be very long of things that it's not okay to joke about. But I think your answer was good. It just it wasn't exactly I think what they were looking for with that question, but it's totally
Well,
fine.
hey,
It
you know.
works.
Okay, Savannah.
Yes.
Question. Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be and why?
This is a really difficult question. This might be the most difficult question on this list.
Really? It's actually, I think, the last question in the 36
Oh,
questionnaire.
really? Well, I'm trying to really imagine the scenario and think what would I, what would I go for? There's just so many things that could be replaced. And I'm trying to think about what could not be replaced, because I was thinking about like, oh, our photo album, but all of those photos are also digital that we could reprint and easily kind of recreate it. Documents and things like that, you can always get new ones. I might grab the box in my closet that has different things from like our relationship, like when we were dating and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because you that's something that can't be replaced in the sense that you can't go back and get, you know, the bracelets that we got each other from Chuck E. Cheese again. You know, you can't really replace those.
Yeah.
That's kind of the memory box is my like romantic, cute answer.
Uh-huh.
And I think if there were maybe like 10 years from now, if this happened and there were more things built up in that box,
yeah,
I might grab that. But my, probably my real boring answer
Yes.
would be one of two things.
What?
It would either be my laptop because I am not good about making sure that things are backed up and files are saved.
Yeah.
And all that. So I do think that there's stuff on there that I wouldn't be able to recover. And that would be very sad.
That reminds me, I should back up your laptop.
Exactly. Or my other boring answer is we have a jar that's called our adventure fund. It's like from Up.
Yeah.
And we've been saving money in there since we got married.
Yeah.
And I think if our whole house just burned down with all of our possessions, money is going to be something that we would really need.
Yeah.
And all of the other material things in our home that I can think of are fairly easily replaceable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that honestly, it would be one of those two things. Either the laptop, like I'm trying to think, for example, if I was in the middle of writing a book or doing some big project and I knew that it wasn't backed up, which is very likely for me.
Yeah.
I would probably pick that. Otherwise, I would probably go for the money.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have an answer for this?
The song from Switchfoot comes to mind. And that's the one, I'm forgetting the name of the title, but I think it's
just called If the House Burns Down Tonight. Yes.
And the message behind that is pretty much saying, like, as long as I have you by my side, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And that's my boring, lame, cop-out answer again. That as long as I have the people around me, my family, pets and all that included, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And items, materialistic things are replaceable. But I guess to give you a proper answer and not a boring answer, I'll give you something less boring, and that would be, I think,
the Switch.
The Switch. The Switch. I think this recorder that we are recording on.
Then we could record a podcast about our house burning down.
Yeah.
Okay, is that one of those things that's too serious to joke about?
Maybe.
Okay, sorry.
But no, I think the recorder for sure.
Oh.
Just take it with us.
Yeah, that's good. What do you value most in a friendship?
I think what I value most in a friendship or relationship is the intentionality. I love that word.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, just how intentional are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just how intentional are you with like with the other person?
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that a lot. So much so that I want to just continue to grow like on that, you know, being more intentional with you, with other friends and all that, and caring, you know. And so I think that goes along with being intentional, putting effort in your friendship and with just, you know, listening and to what they have to say and just be there. So, yeah, I think being intentional is key. And I really appreciate that a lot. And I've seen people from like my past, you know, friendships that have been really solid examples of that. And I thrive to be like that, be intentional with just the words that I say to them and the actions that I have as well, you know, putting my actions first. So it's something that I really like, appreciate in a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Savannah. So how close and warm is your family? And bonus question, you don't have to answer if you don't want to, but do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
I think my family is very close.
Uh-huh.
I've talked on the podcast about my parents' divorce, and so that was obviously hard and created some problems there.
Right.
But overall, I would say that we're very close. I'm super close to my mom. I've always been really close to her. I think I mentioned that on our honeymoon, it was the longest I had ever not talked to her.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think I might have said it on the podcast. I don't know. But yeah, I realized that when we were on our honeymoon, I was like, I have literally never gone this many days without talking to my mom. That's kind of embarrassing. But yeah, my mom and I are very close. And all of my brothers and I are very close too.
Yeah.
Because we were homeschooled, we were together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. I remember when we first started dating, the first people that you met was my friend who was my roommate at the time.
Yeah.
And then also my younger brother.
Uh-huh.
Those were like the first two people that you met. And then you met the rest of my family. And yeah, my brothers are really some of my closest friends, you know, genuinely. I really enjoy being around them, doing things with them, going to them for advice and all that stuff. But yeah, I have so many memories. It's funny because of not having the traditional school experience, I do have a lot of memories with friends. Don't get me wrong. But a lot of my foundational kind of memories growing up all took place with my brothers.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, funny things that happened. Just, you know, so many weird stories and so many inside jokes and all that. So I would say that my brothers and I are really close, and me and my mom are really close. And I'm also very happy with the relationship that I have with my dad, you know?
Yeah.
There obviously have been difficult things along the way with that, but I am really happy with it. And yeah, so I would say that my family is very close. And I don't know if I would say my childhood was happier than others. I think that's a weird, it's interesting wording. I think my childhood was very happy. I think there were challenges in it, but overall, like, I can't complain.
Okay, well, good. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was everything. And we got through pretty much all the questions that we wrote down. And it was very fun. I think it went pretty good.
Yeah.
We got to know each other a little bit better. And I would hope that you listening at home or in the car, wherever you are, got to know who we are. Who are the Pulidos?
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed the questions that you heard. I love the 36 questions. And it's funny because it's about 36 questions that would lead to falling in love with someone. And you should try it. And if you do, please let us know. I am eager to see how it goes. Just with whoever it is, a stranger, a friend,
a stranger,
an enemy,
well,
whoever you want, you know. I think these questions are pretty cool. Like I said, the word being intentional, that's key. And like being, you know, as being a friend. And so, yeah, I think these questions are pretty intentional. She's getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. So that's true.
I'm a big fan of these questions.
That's awesome.
So again, let us know what you think of these questions, what you thought about the episode. You could follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and you could give us a like, a follow, all those things. And that's a way to talk to us and connect with us.
Yeah, we would love that.
Yes.
As Ralph Waldo Emerson says, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment.
See you next time.
Good job, sweetie.